Welcome to God and Country Radio, a weekend program that discusses current social, political, economic, and prophetic events in the light of biblical theology. I'm your host, Pastor Brad Winship, pastor of Harbor Bible Church in Central New Jersey. Since this is an election year, it's time to once again talk about the election, which I'll be doing on and off for the next 8 months. My last program on the subject was back in January, entitled An Evangelical Case for Trump. And that YouTube certainly generated a lot of interest and controversy. On this week's program, I'd like to discuss election fraud and look at the question, will they cheat in 2024? And with this program, I may get thrown off of YouTube again for even questioning the integrity of the election process. I believe YouTube took down about 5 of my programs that I did on the 2020 election, and I was almost permanently banned merely for discussing legitimate election fraud reports. What YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and other social media outlets did in banning any questioning of the election was an egregious crime against the American people. They should be ashamed of themselves. What happens if someday there is actual provable election fraud? Are they going to ban reporting on that? What happens if the Republicans cheat? We know all of these social media CEOs were Democrats, and partisan bias was clearly involved in their decision. After the 2016 election, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats filled social media with the crackpot conspiracy theory that Trump won because of Russian election interference. And these social media companies didn't ban those election deniers. And in 2020, those questioning the election posed no threat to American democracy. We want in America a public that is constantly investigating and reporting on election fraud. The reporting of the public is supposed to be the fourth branch of government to be a watchdog, to put corrupt politicians on notice that they can't get away with cheating. But if the media is covering their back, there's no end to what corrupt politicians will do. You know this. I'm not telling you anything new. But realize these media companies have set up a precedent that elections cannot be questioned. And that is terrible for democracy. Because even the Democrats know that someday someone is going to get into these computerized voting machines and shift the votes. It's not only totally plausible, it's already been verified as having happened multiple times in various states. So it's not if there is going to be massive election fraud, it's only a matter of when. And what if someday it's actually discovered that Trump won the 2020 election? Have these social media companies even considered that possibility? Proverbs chapter 25, verse 8. Do not go out hastily to argue your case. Otherwise, what will you do in the end when your neighbor humiliates you? My argument after the 2020 election was that if there was the degree of fraud that some were reporting, eventually it would come out. It might take 5 or 10 years, but someone would squeal. Luke chapter 12, Jesus said, "But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be made known. Accordingly, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and whatever you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed upon housetops." And there are multiple applications to that principle. But in regard to elections, a political party cannot coordinate this degree of fraud without some insider eventually blowing the whistle. If the big lie, as the Democrats call it, wasn't Republican claims of election fraud, but their own claims of election integrity, it will be exposed. There will be vindication. In fact, we've seen a number of examples of this over the last few years. In January of 2022, headlines, Georgia investigators have ballot trafficker who is talking, admits to being paid thousands in the 2020 election ballot box ballot harvesting scheme. I checked this out from multiple sources and it's real. A man in Georgia came forward and admitted that he was paid $10 for every ballot he put in a ballot box. He made $45,000 in 2 months. Not only this man, but many others. And this was also confirmed in the tracking of cell phones in that documentary, 2000 Mules. Someone was spending millions of dollars on these couriers to make sure the Democrats won in Georgia. So this man alone made $45,000. $10 per vote, that's 4,500 votes. Trump lost in Georgia by just 10,000 votes. Now, the interesting part of that story is that that man's mother told him what he was doing was wrong and he needed to come forward and confess. And that's my point. A few of these actors will have a guilty conscience, and some will even have religious conversions and confess their crimes. Remember that story about the trucker in PA? With all of those questionable ballots he was shipping to Philadelphia. If that truck was a load of illegal ballots to be processed, someday someone's going to confess. Now, currently, we know the media is burying any stories of election fraud, but I guarantee you that someday, when they don't have to defend their man in the office, they will begin to report on the fraud. So here's a prediction. If the 2020 election was stolen by election fraud, then someday we'll see reported in the New York Times that investigators now believe there was significant election fraud in the 2020 election. And someday social media companies will apologize for being wrong. You say, no way, that would never happen. Just wait 20 years when the political winds change. We're now at the 4-year anniversary of the COVID outbreak. I had many of my YouTube programs about COVID also removed by Google. But now there's vindication for those who questioned the COVID response and the vaccines. The questioners are now the heroes, not Anthony Fauci and his disciples. Even the state of New Jersey just published a report about the state's reaction to COVID. It's a 900-page report that lists all of the state's faults in their reaction. And there are many other reports out there detailing how the government shouldn't have closed down the schools, shouldn't have closed down businesses, shouldn't have sent people checks in the mail. The masks didn't work. The social distancing didn't work. The vaccines didn't work. This is exactly what conservatives were saying the whole time. But nobody would listen because of COVID hysteria and Big Pharma. Well, my point is this. In the same way that there has been vindication concerning COVID-19, I believe there's going to be vindication in regard to the 2020 election. I even believe there's going to be vindication in regard to the January 6th protest. Those protesters are going to go down in history as heroic patriots. Once the media doesn't care about the issue any longer, or rather when it's no longer of any political advantage, they will change their tune. It's inevitable because we've seen this happen many times in the past where the media changes stories about events. But in all this, I'm digressing. What about the 2024 election? The great concern on everyone's mind is if election fraud was possible in 2020, it's going to be possible in 2024. If they did it once, they can do it again. And the media has already set up a culture of silencing and shaming what they call election deniers. Let's say some activist tampers with the vote totals. Who could possibly oppose the election results without being immediately discredited? For a number of reasons, election fraud is the perfect crime. It's a crime that's almost impossible to catch and prosecute. Let me just list some reasons for you to think about. First, elections are anonymous in America, for good reason. But that alone makes prosecuting election fraud very, very difficult. It's even illegal for investigators to compare voter rolls with U.S. citizenship rolls. And the states themselves do not check with the federal government the citizenship status of registered voters. Again, making cheating in election an easy crime. Number two, the sheer number of ballots are unmanageable. What, you're going to follow up every single possibility of fraud? Even if an investigator takes a sample and finds 1,000 illegal ballots, the opposition will still say, well, that's not enough. It's not proven in a court of law. One would have to find and prosecute every single illegal vote before the opposition would have to admit a stolen election. It's almost impossible for the evidence of election fraud to reach the standard of beyond a shadow of a reasonable doubt. The only thing we can hope for is a preponderance of evidence, but in a criminal case, that's not enough to convict. Back in 2020, in Georgia and in Arizona, it was proven that the number of votes with illegal addresses exceeded the vote difference between Trump and Biden. But there was no way of knowing for sure who those votes favored. Those illegal addresses alone should have called for a second election, but no judge or legislator acted on this. Again, making voter fraud the perfect crime. Cheaters rarely get caught, and if they do, there's not the political will to prosecute them. Number three, election fraud is the perfect crime because politicians have plausible deniability. Party activists at the grassroots level can commit voter fraud, and politicians can claim that they didn't sanction it, didn't pay for it, they knew nothing about it. Politicians have nothing to fear if their activists engage in some fraud. In fact, politicians only have something to gain from election fraud. There are no negative repercussions for them. And number four, with computers, numbers can be moved around and nobody can trace the culprit. Oh, maybe some lower level data entry persons might get caught, but not real hackers. I mean, look at how much hacking is going on today, and they can never find the criminals. Here's a story from January of this year. University of Michigan professor Dr. Alex Holderman stood in front of a federal judge overseeing the 7-year-long Curling versus Raffensperger case in Atlanta. He showed the judge how he was able to easily gain super user access to a Dominion ballot marking device. Holderman was also able to use a smart card purchased for $10 online and a $20 USB smart card reader from Amazon to program voter cards that could be used over and over again countrywide. He also made a poll worker card and, most importantly, a technician card that would also gain super use access. We learned that manipulating the Dominion ballot marking devices could be automated. Simply insert the card and it will do the rest. Further, nothing was needed that wasn't public information to complete the programming. These cards would require some expertise to program, but once the counterfeit cards are made, anyone could insert it into the machine and exploit the vulnerabilities automatically. Unquote. And we all know this. Once votes are inside a computer, they're in cyberspace, they can be manipulated. That's why experts in the field are saying that the only way to have a secure election is by old-fashioned paper ballots. Computerized elections are an invitation for deep state operators to manipulate the vote while making the public think their vote counts. Number four, election fraud is the perfect crime because to investigate it, to prove it, to prosecute it takes millions of dollars and millions of hours of time. And very few people have those resources, and those who cheat know it. Bill Barr, the U.S. Attorney General, said about the 2020 election that he uncovered no evidence of widespread voter fraud that could change the outcome of the 2020 election. Well, of course, because it would take years to investigate such a claim, and Bill Barr did not engage in any serious investigation state by state. He didn't have the political will to do so. Number five, cheaters can have the public and the media on their side. Even if there is lawlessness, the vote can still be depicted as a legitimate voter with a legitimate vote, and every vote counts. Bad actors are emboldened because they know the media and the Democrat Party, which includes half the public and many judges and lawyers, have their back. And finally, number six, there can be no independent verification of the vote. The state does the counting, and the state tells you what the results are. Now, what would make sense is for every voter to be given a special receipt indicating how he voted. So if necessary, the public itself could collect those receipts and challenge the state results. Imagine if a county goes for a certain presidential candidate, then the losing party can actually show by collecting receipts that they had more votes cast than what was reported. But don't hold your breath, that's never going to happen. We're supposed to trust the state. So Americans have pretty much lost faith in the election system. For good reason. The Democrats could cheat in the 2024 election. The Republicans could cheat in the 2024 election. And there's practically nothing anyone can do about it. Short of spending millions of dollars and hiring hundreds of people and working millions of hours. And it isn't just about cheating in the voting booth. There are other types of election fraud that are just as evil. Conservative pundits who are not willing to be canceled for claiming that there was cheating in the vote tally in 2020, or claiming that there was cheating in the media cover-up of stories about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's involvement in payments from China. You know, that's a proven fact that the media covered up those stories. Is that cheating? Is that fraud? Or is that simply political campaigning where you support your candidate by only saying good things about him and burying all the bad news? Then we have the free speech to do that. What about using the justice system to prosecute your opponent with trumped up charges? Is that election fraud? Or gerrymandering a district to favor your party? Or how about having open borders so that in the long term, you have more voters for your party? How about Biden canceling $1.2 billion in student debt to buy votes? Or what if a politician lies in his campaign? Is that election fraud? Like Obama saying he was opposed to homosexual marriage, when in fact he wasn't? What if a candidate lies his way to the White House, even though the vote was true? Actually, evil politicians will use all of these Machiavellian means to get into office. Campaign lies, buying votes, prosecuting opponents, manipulating the media, and finally, as a last resort, stuffing ballot boxes. There are many things that are legal as far as the FEC is concerned, but illegal and cheating in God's eyes. Were there any examples of election fraud in the Bible? Absolutely. Even though there was no democracy, people would still do evil to get into power and to keep the power and to stay in favor with the people. Judges chapter 9, Abimelech, one of the sons of Gideon, hired assassins to kill all of his brothers so that he would be the sole heir to the throne. 2 Samuel 15, David had a son, Absalom, who sat at the gate of Jerusalem and told everyone who had a legal case that he would give them the justice his father would not give them. And by this, he stole the hearts of the Israelites away from King David. Then Absalom formed a coup and took over Jerusalem. Absalom gained power by being a conniving liar, and God would judge him for that. 2 Kings 11, when King Ahaziah died, his mother, Queen Athaliah, assassinated all of the royal heirs to the throne and made herself queen. In Jesus' day, when the political leaders of Israel, the Pharisees and the high priests, wanted to get rid of their opposition, Jesus, The Gospels say they feared the people, so they would arrest Jesus at night and have his trial at night when nobody was around. They maintained their power by working under the cover of darkness. Now, in regard to election fraud, like in any criminal investigation, investigators look for a means and a motive. In this program, I believe I have shown conclusively that the means is there. Elections are not as secure as most people think. If you really want to cheat, there are multiple ways to do that. But secondly, political activists also have a motive. And here we have to have a biblical worldview of human sin. If you have a naive people or basically a good view of mankind, you will trust the elections to your own demise. But Romans chapter 3, the assessment of mankind, with their tongue they keep deceiving. Psalm 116:11, all men are liars. Psalm chapter 5, verse 9, there's nothing reliable in what they say. Their inward part is destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave. So the way we should look at this is if a political party can cheat, they will cheat. It's just too many people today view the situation as, yes, there may be the possibility of cheating, but people wouldn't do that. That's the way the media is describing the situation. But no, if people can cheat, just assume that they will cheat. But notice our election system is not set up that way. It really works on an honor system. Here's an interesting study that just came out from Rasmussen, a poll taken by the Heartland Institute. 1 in 5 mail-in voters admitted they cheated in the 2020 election. 1 in 5, 20%, admitted that they participated in at least one form of election fraud. Are we surprised? If you send ballots to people's homes and ask them to be honest about filling it out, there's going to be at least 20% who are dishonest. The state is naive operating elections on an honor system. Imagine if the IRS collected taxes the same way the FEC collects votes. But I guarantee you that of that 20% voters who committed innocent fraud, if we could call it that, there's going to be about 1% or 2% who are filling out ballots contrary to the will of the person who's named on that ballot. Maybe even sending in ballots sent to the wrong address. With over 1 million absentee ballots sent out in Georgia, just 1% fraud in absentee ballots would change the election. My time is up. I have to conclude. But what are we to think of all this? It's easy just to grow depressed and to give up. But no, we are to be watchdogs. And in times like this, our surveillance is all the more important, all the more needed, and will be all the more fruitful. We have before us a great window of opportunity to change this corrupt election system as evidence of fraud becomes so obvious and prolific. Nobody's going to be trusting these elections until it's made foolproof, which can actually happen if a few lead states move toward in-person personal identification paper ballots. Then the other states would eventually have to follow their example. But this will only happen if we act as watchmen on the wall. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1, cry aloud, do not hold back, raise your voice like a trumpet, and declare to my people their transgressions. Thanks for listening. The website to listen to this program again or other past programs is godandcountryradio.org. The YouTube and Rumble channel for the extended video version of this program is God and Country Biblical Exposition. Check it out and subscribe to help the cause. Keep standing firm in the truth, and may Jesus Christ reign.